And we're back for another episode of The Last Storm. My name is Mark. I'm back with Dave. I see the fist pump now. Missed it last time, but we are here for it, bro. We're pumped up about the Thunder. Unfortunately, we only got one win out of the three games at Crypto.com Arena. But let's just talk about
it. We got one.
Let's talk about what we saw this last game against the Clippers that really just made, well, let's admit it, bro. Got a boner like this hard, bro.
Well, there's so much about this game that made me excited. I'll be honest with you. Is like, first of all, I didn't watch the game with any pants on, so that was amazing. Second of all, well, we were live. Get that, guys.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I just want to throw this out here, is what Josh did was truly spectacular. I mean, we can talk about our defense and coming back from 17 points. We can talk about all these other things, but what Josh did with the 27, 18, and 7 with a steal, a block, and only two turnovers, to me, those are stats that you see by a superstar. Those are stats you see by a star, not a 20-year-old player. Like, I told Mark just before we got on here, I think the 27, 18, and 7 with a steal and a block and only two turnovers is better than another triple-double. Mm-hmm. Just because of the way that he was efficient, the way that he was attacking the hole, the way that we saw Josh just completely dominate the game, guys. That's what he did last night. They were playing immaculate defense on J-Dub and Isaiah Joe and anybody else that was coming out there shooting the ball. They picked their players that they were going to double team. They left Jay Will open a lot. They left JRE open a lot, and that's fine. But the reality was is that what we saw from Josh was just getting to the hole, attack, getting downhill. And in a game that we were getting beat on the offensive glass pretty bad, Josh stepped up and started grabbing those rebounds and getting up that floor. And if you look at it, how many point guards have really ever had that 27, 18, and 7, you know, with only two turnovers? There's not many, guys. There's not many at all. At 20 years old, even much? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he has to be the first 20-year-old to put up stats like that.
Yeah, they're pretty incredible. And, you know, we can look at it and be like, well, there are stats we lost. It's empty. But the thing that we love about Josh is he would rather have 5 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists, and that's it, if that led to a win. So unfortunately, it didn't lead to a win, and he does whatever it takes to win, and that's the important part. None of this is empty stats. This is all competitive, going out there and trying to get the win. We had a chance. We played really well when Shea was on the bench in the fourth quarter, and he came back. We got it all tied up. But like, there's something we saw with the Clippers in the second game, the Lakers this game, was these teams are really good. They're really locked into playoff basketball. They're looking at us, and they understand – here's what they have to do to play with force to really make it so we can't stop them. And they understand their ability to just get to their spots and knock down their shots. And when you got a guy like AD, when you got a guy like Kawhi, like these guys are, you know, legit top 10 NBA superstars, and we have to find ways to put some stops up. That's difficult. But what it came down to, and the reason that we get so hyped about Giddey's 18 rebounds, was we had to get rebounds. And we were just trying to figure it out. And when you get the point guard out there who says, I'm the biggest body, I can get out there and I can push and shove and I can grab those boards and get out and run, like, it shifts everything. So as things go on with the season, there's going to be other elements that are added, even though we're down to 8 games left or whatever. It's like, we're talking about Poku coming back. Now, he could add a little size, a little bit of help. But in the end, when you're in a foxhole, you need anybody to do anything they can to help out. And that's what Josh Giddey's game is all about.
Yeah, it's confidence right now. Think about this, guys. Confidence. Josh just had a huge game, 27, 18, 7, 1-1, 2 turnovers. For him, this is just building off of that. Like, I can't say enough about this. Every single time I've seen Josh step up in a big game or in a big arena, it's mind-boggling that he knows that next gear. Like, there's a lot of players that just don't understand that next gear. And that's when the other day I talked about Josh being possibly an MVP caliber player someday. And to me, it's because that next gear he already knows. If you see a player that understands, you know, okay, it's fourth quarter, I got to step up. We see it with Shea a lot, you know, those clutch mentality points. And I look at Josh, and every single time that we have a big game, I already know that Josh is going to do something spectacular. I don't have to sit here and say who else is going to step up, because I already know. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, we're playing in the playing against the Lakers, so Josh is going to have a good game. Playing against the Knicks, Josh is going to have a good game. Playing against the Nets in New York, Josh is going to have another good game. We're playing in Miami, Josh is going to have a great game. You're like, these are what Josh does. And understanding that and seeing that and recognizing that, he has what it takes to step up and get to that next gear makes me excited. And we watched this against the Lakers. We needed somebody out there, and Josh is like, hey, guys, I got you. And he's one of the youngest guys on the team, mm-hmm. second youngest guy on the team, and he's like, I got you guys. And then he kept on getting hacked and fouled getting to that line, man, or getting to the hole, and he, like, it wasn't affecting his game. That's what's another thing that I watched. I've seen so many guys that are having good games, and it stops at a good game because they're getting fouled, and they don't like that. You know, they're like, they don't like getting to the hole and getting fouled and nothing getting called. But Josh kept on going and being like, you know what, I'm going to keep on doing this because they're going to call it eventually. And that's what the refs respect. Mm-hmm. It's that respect level that he's looking for from those refs that really makes me even more excited, because eventually these refs are going to respect that, because when somebody's going downhill like him consistently and getting hacked, and they're going back and watching the film on themselves saying, that was a foul that I missed, that was a foul I missed, they're going to give him the benefit of the doubt soon.
Yeah, I mean, we want to win games, and we want anybody who's out there to compete for four quarters to try to get the win. Stats be damned, right? But whenever you see somebody who's competing and their efforts for competition are leading to great stats like this, you should tip your hat. And on the flip side, we could also say, like you mentioned, there were fouls they missed. There were shots that he could have hit that would have been and-ones, things like that. He could have easily found himself at 35 pushing 40 on this game, right? He could have easily found himself with 20 rebounds. That's I know that it's like, well, I mean,
and easily three more assists.
Exactly. I mean, have you ever seen somebody put up 40, 20, 10? I haven't.
Yeah.
I've seen Russ put up 20, 20 games. I've seen him put up 50-point triple-doubles. But I've never seen somebody put up a 40, 20, 10. And that's what Josh Giddey is capable of doing. Some people be like, oh, no, this game doesn't prove that. It does fucking prove that, because every single thing he did is repeatable in the effort for winning. It's not like, oh, I'm going to go out there and get 27 rebounds in a game to win the rebounding championship, or score 75 points like David Robinson to win the scoring championship. He went out there and tried to win the game, and everything that happened was a result of that.
Yeah, and that's exactly it, man. When you have that winning mentality and you've been working on your professional habits and having a leader like Shea and having coaches like you have helping you develop, and Chip England, I tip my hat to him every single time I watch Josh's release. It has gotten so much quicker. It's so much better. His footwork off of his release is amazing. He's getting set up before his shots. He's getting squared up. It's truly spectacular what Chip has done with Josh. And I just keep going back to it over and over again, is what is Josh's ceiling? And I don't think it's fair for us to even start doing this yet, because we haven't even seen a consistent, what I would say, 40 games in a row of him doing what he can do. Like, he's still learning. And I think that's what's so incredibly impressive of what we're seeing with him, is that when he puts it together for 45, 50, 60 games in a row, we're going to see somebody that has a stat line that's going to be one of those, like, holy shit, we need to take a step back and just observe what's happening. Kind of like what we've done with Shea, mm-hmm. and recognizing that there's only been two times in the history of the game that has players have had the stat lines that Shea has had during the season. Both were Michael Jordan. The first time Michael Jordan did it was when he was 24. Mm-hmm. And in fact, they won 50 games that year. Mm-hmm. All right. But they had a really good team around them. It wasn't like they were a young team. They were a very seasoned team around Michael Jordan. So to me, I'm looking at that and I'm saying, see, that's what we're talking about, is that Shea's been able to do that at 24. So you're telling me that four more years of Josh in this league, that he's not going to have some astonishing numbers that he gets to develop with Chip and develop with the system and develop with the defense and the offense? You're telling me that he is not going to average a damn near, if not a triple-double, while averaging 25 points? Come on, guys. Like, Josh is spectacular. Like, what he is doing and recognizing that he is a true point forward. He's a point guard bringing up the ball 60% of the time in the game, 55% of the time in the game. But yet he's out there banging the bodies as a forward.
Yeah.
Like, come on, how many guys do we have that in the league with that spectacular of the playmaking ability? Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that pass that he missed, that he turned the ball over. Mm-hmm. It was that close,
the
guys.
Out-of-bounds
it
pass
was
to J-Dub.
That close. Right. And that's what we're saying, is that, like, there's even when there's a moment where you're like, damn it, oh, I wish we had that, right? You just got, oh, mm-hmm. that was sick. If he had got that, mm-hmm. and he had dunked that, it was a different outcome, obviously.
Right.
And we're sitting there going, Oh, right. So that close, man. And that's why I see with Josh is that he's that close to putting up a streak of games that is just so spectacular that everybody's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, that's what we try to do here, right? We try to take some signs and extrapolate and kind of guess what the future will look like and try to project what we're seeing.
Believing in the developmental system.
Right. Exactly. And it's impossible not to get excited. You know, some people would think a loss is a loss, a win is a win. That pass was a turnover, so it's all bad, right? The truth is, there's little silver linings with each game, even losses. And we're so proud of this team. We're pumped up about the Trailblazers, bro. We really are excited that everybody continues to join us for live and, you know, for these podcasts and everything. It's the time of our lives right now, and we're pumped up about this home stretch. And if you guys want to hear what it takes, what we think it takes for the Thunder to get to the playoffs, guys, what do we do, Dave?
You click right here. But before we go, Josh Giddey, 27, 18, and 7. Crazy.